Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bewitching Book Tours Blog Talk Radio. I am GL Ross, your host. Today's guest is Shannon Nadia. She's here to discuss her debut novel, His Wolf's Desire. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you so much, Gail. I'm so happy to be on your show.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. I have to tell you, I have never been one to really read paranormal romance. I'm more of a contemporary inspirational romance girl. But I started reading the excerpt from yours to prepare for this show, and girl, you have won me over. I'm going to have to go purchase this book because I am just obsessed with your characters and your storyline and the way you write. So, absolutely. No, I have to tell the listeners out there, if you've never been into paranormal romance, you're going to have to give this book a try. And if you're a paranormal romance lover, you are going to be obsessed with Brandon and Jayla. So, to start out, if you would just kind of give us a brief synopsis of His Wolf's Desire.
Absolutely. So His Wolf's Desire is about Jayla Stanton and Bradford Dalton. And Jayla and Brad are bitter work rivals, and they work in different regions. Jayla is up in Seattle, and Brad is down in New Mexico. Brad's version of events is that Jayla has stolen an account from him, a coveted account that he was counting on to help get him to the top of the food chain, to those executive offices, and so he has a lot of resentment towards her. Jayla's version of events is that Brad was too cocky and arrogant to listen to her. She approached him, yes, you know, with some ideas to get the account, and he shunned her, and on her own merit, she was able to get the account. So for a little over a year, Brad has kind of been brooding in New Mexico, waiting, you know, in the wings for an opportunity to present himself. And in the meantime, he has been avoiding Jayla at all costs. Any corporate events, corporate get-togethers, if he knows she's going to be there, he finds an excuse not to go. And Jayla, of course, she's keen to all this. She knows what's up. And so it just makes her loathe him even more. Well, the opportunity does come up. The account holder, they were in Seattle. They're actually going to be moving to New Mexico. So that brings Jayla to Brad's territory, so to speak. They finally meet, and they just have, like, this instant attraction to each other, and they can't understand why. They're like, I don't like you. There's no way I can be attracted to you. And then kind of the truth comes out. They both find out that they're shifters. It was something that they were both keeping private in their work lives, so that's a shock. And then they find out they're mates. And so it just throws their worlds just into pandemonium. So, like, they have their human sides that cannot stand each other, and then their shifter sides that are very smitten with one another. So the book is basically about them trying to kind of navigate through balancing, making their human sides happy and their shifter sides happy. And then to complicate it, we have some fun things kind of thrown in there. We have Jayla's family, which I love. They're a hoot. They are a very close pack, and I call them a pack because, again, they are shifters. And Jayla's sister knows something's going on with her because Jayla and Brad, both of them, have sworn off wolves. And so for Jayla, for her family to find out she is, you know, dating a wolf, so to speak. They know, like, what's going on? Where are you hiding it from us? So Jayla panics, and she comes up with this fantastic idea that let's pretend to date. If we pretend to date, it solves everything. And so as they pretend to date, they get closer, but at the same time, they're still trying to fight it. And so basically that's the premise, them finding their way to each other under this fake premise of, I hate you, but I have to pretend to like you, because we can't let anyone know our secret because it'll just screw up everything that we have going for ourselves. And so it's a lot of fun reading about them trying to fight there. Yeah.
Well, I love the way when I was reading it, it seems like Jayla is like the charmer at work, that everybody loves her. She's Miss Popular. And it seems like Brandon is just so jealous of her, he can't stand it as far as their human side is. Is that the way that you intended it to come across?
I do. I do in the beginning. I do want Brad to come off as a jerk. I mean, he's bitter. he has a lot of personal things that you find out about later. And, yeah, Jayla is kind of the darling. There's kind of a surprise. Something happens in the work area that causes it kind of puts a damper. It blackens her record. And she suspects that Brad is behind it. That's another reason why she cannot stand him. And in the beginning, you think that, gosh, did Brad have something to do with this? And absolutely, Brad is. He's jaded. He's so funny. He's so cocky, but he honestly has a heart of gold. And you slowly, hopefully, I hope that you do see that in him. It starts coming out in him. She's bringing it out in him, and he doesn't even realize. She doesn't even realize that she's doing it for him.
Oh, sure. You know, you got to have a good woman to make a man want to change. So,
absolutely.
A good woman. Well, for those of us who aren't in the paranormal realm, explain to us what is a shifter and how does a shifter work?
So one of the cool things about writing paranormal, you can kind of make up your own rules, so to speak. There's so many different types of shifters and what makes them shift. And for me, these two shifters, they're wolves, and they're able to shift into wolves. And in my world that I've created, humans, we know that shifters exist, but it's still one of those things that it's like, we know you're out there. We don't really want to talk about it, you know. And so that's one of the reasons why Brad and Jayla choose not to let anybody at work know. And for them, they can shift at will. They have control of their shifting. They do not shift at work. And there's certain times that they're able to shift when they get very angry. They have to make sure they keep their anger in check because the claws can come out, fur can fly, and that's another, for me anyway, it was another element of fun of while, you know, they're going through all these emotions, they're trying very hard. Now they also have to maintain their shifter side, which they both were doing magnificently before. They had total control.
Right.
And now they're both kind of blaming the other person, like, it's your fault that I'm having a hard time keeping my wolf in check.
Sure. Well, now, are senses heightened as a shifter?
Yes, absolutely. Sense of smell, seeing things, sensing things, everything is heightened. You're hyper-aware, and for them, because they are mates, they are hyper-aware of each other. They can sense when the other person's close. They can smell the other, you know, everybody has a unique sense and they pick up on their mate's sense. And the attraction is just like double because, you know, you have your human side that, you know, you're naturally attracted to someone. And then you have like this animal, you know, inner animal that's attracted to the other person. And so it just throws them into hyperdrive. Trying to navigate through these new emotions that they're feeling and understand how to cope with them and understand how to make it work.
Well, now, is that what causes their canines to lengthen? Because I love that part in the book where all of a sudden they can't control the fact that both of them are sitting across from the table and their teeth are extending and they're, like, freaking out. Is it that scent and all that makes their canines come out, or is it the attraction? What is it exactly?
It is, well, that first time, it's everything. It's the first time that they're around their mate. It's the first time that they've been around shifters in the workforce. And so it's everything, and it's almost like, well, I shouldn't say it almost, it is, their shifter side, they instantly recognize, this is my mate, and I'm excited, and I want to shift, and I want to be with my mates. And their human side, they have no idea what's going on because they're sitting there, and they're thinking, I hate you, I loathe you, I can't stand you, and, you know, but at the same time, they're attracted, and so it's everything, it's the sense, it's seeing one another. And so it's their shifter sides reacting for the first time of finding your mate, because finding your mate, it's huge. It's, you know, your true love, the person you're supposed to be with. but it's something that their human sides do not understand and their shifter sides do. And so that's why that first time that they are around each other, it's just hard for them to contain all that, and they don't understand what's happening at first. And they're like, why am I, what is going on? Canines, get back. You're
right.
Not supposed to come out right now.
That was hilarious. And I mean, I love the fact that their inner growls alert them that, oh my gosh, you're my mate. And then the fact that it's like they're excited because this inner
mm-hmm.
growl, and they're looking across and they know, but at the same time, they're just utterly disgusted.
Yes.
I mean, I love that part, and that's kudos to you for making that so evident with your words. Now,
thank you so much.
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, tell me, okay, so we know that they were destined to find each other, that they're supposed to be together, but you mentioned many times, and you also get a feeling through the words, that Brad hates being a shifter, that he doesn't want to be a wolf. Am I reading mm-hmm. that right?
No, you are. You are, and there's some things that have happened in his life, and he's not particularly fond of being a shifter. Unfortunately for him, it's just something that he cannot escape. It's a part of him, but he tries very hard to just kind of push down those wolfish instincts, is what I call them, and kind of bury them and do everything that he can to just live life, I guess, as a regular human. But no, you're absolutely right. Brad is not very happy with the fact that he's a shifter, and it is something that he does struggle with.
Well, now, is Jayla happier about the fact that she is, or does she dislike it also?
No, Jayla does like it. She has her family.
Okay.
Jayla is just against dating another shifter. And again, that's
mm-hmm.
because of something that has happened in her past. And so that's the only, I guess, part of her shifter side that she kind of, you know, shuns that. And she's a little weary of her personal wolfish instincts. She doesn't quite trust herself, and that's why she does not want to date another shifter. She doesn't want to marry another shifter. She doesn't want to be with a shifter. But as far as being a shifter, she's okay with it. She really is. She just doesn't want to necessarily be with one.
So she's kind of like a regular, everyday career woman who says, you know, right now I don't have time to date. My career's first.
Yeah, she really has. Again, because of stuff that's happened to her in the past. So she is all about work and her family. She loves her family dearly. But she's very focused on her career. And the funny thing is Brad is one of those reasons, because she's not going to let him, you know, get the best of her. There's no way she's going to let him best her. And so it gives her extra drive to make sure she's always staying one step ahead of him, because she knows he's gunning for her. And she does not want to give him that satisfaction.
Well, and he kind of seems like an egomaniac, almost a male chauvinist.
He does. He comes across that way at first. And it's a lot of the anger and the animosity, because he really, truly feels that Jayla kind of broke business ethics. They're supposed to be coworkers. And he feels like, how dare you? How could you steal this account? Everyone knew that I was working hard to get this account, and you just stole it from me. So he really does dislike her. They truly do dislike each other in the beginning. But I, you know, honestly, in the end, like Brad, honestly, he has a heart of gold. I loved writing Brad's story. He really is a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart that just needed, like you said, to find a good woman to bring it out in him, because he's had so many things happen to him, and it takes him a while. But he's a keeper. He really is. He's a good guy.
Well, now tell me about Monica.
Oh, I love Monica. So Monica is one of Jayla's coworkers. And Monica is, she has her own rivalry. So Monica is so funny. She takes it to the next level. So she feels that she is Jayla's go-to, like, woman, and Brad's go-to man would be Grant. And so Monica has taken it upon herself to kind of start a war with Grant. And Jayla's just like, you're taking it too far. Like, you don't need to dislike Grant. Like, you need to, it's okay, Monica. But she's like, oh, no, I got your back. And the funny thing is Monica likes Brad. She does not have a problem with Brad. because Jayla is really the only person that bears Brad's wrath. And so Monica really, truly does like Brad. And she, I think it's a pretty funny part in the story where Jayla realizes that Monica does not dislike Brad like she thought. And Jayla's just, she's stunned. Like, how can you not like, how do you not like Brad? You like him? You can't like him. And Monica is the person that she hates is Grant. And I'm hoping to write their story next. But hopefully, I'm so sorry, I hope that answered your question.
Oh, no, you did. You're doing great. Well, now, have you just, like, always as a child grown up liking wolves, or is this something that, like, from watching Twilight, that all of a sudden you got into the wolves and the vampires, or how did you come up with this idea for this book?
You know, I have always loved to write all different types of things. And, you know, I honestly, like, right now, I probably have, like, 25 different stories that I'm working on, that I've been working on forever. And I just happened to focus on Brad and Jayla. Those were the two that their story, scenes and scenarios and conversations and dialogue came up for them. But not everything that I write is paranormal. I love paranormal because, like I said, you can kind of create your own rules. And you can make things work and fit. And I love that. I love that freedom that you have to, you can create, you know, your own world and make the rules as you go along. I was a Twilight fan. I don't necessarily think that I wrote Jaylen Brad because of Twilight. But, yeah, I was definitely, I liked, you know, Stephanie Meyer's series. But I love paranormal. My next series that I'm working on is paranormal. It's not wolves, but I get to, again, have that freedom to kind of create this little world, and so I'm really excited about it.
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated with you guys that can come up with these paranormal ideas because, as I mentioned, I write more contemporary, so I'm just mm-hmm. the true romance of between a man and a woman. The fact that you can be so creative to come up with these, I'm just blown away by it. Now,
I really do appreciate that.
When you're reading for your free time on your own, when you're not reading paranormal, what types of books do you like to read?
Oh, my goodness. I like everything. Of course, I'm partial to romance. I'm just a sucker for romance and romantic comedies. But my husband actually, he loves like true stories and autobiographies and biographies. Mm-hmm. And so we'll read things like that together. And, just really, it depends on my mood. But I love to read and I'll read just about anything.
When you mentioned your husband, tell us a little bit about your personal life, where you live, are you married, kids, all that kind of fun stuff.
Of course, yes, I am married and I have two children. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I can't believe she's 14. She's 14 going on 15. And, oh, my goodness, and my son is, he is 11. He's going to be 12. And we just got a new puppy. We just got a Great Dane puppy.
Oh,
I don't know how I let my husband get to it. He is the cutest, biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know how we're going to handle that. But we named him Bane. My son is a big Batman fan. And Bane was one of the characters, one of the villains in Batman. But we live in the Pacific Northwest. We live in Washington State. It is beautiful up here.
Yes, it is.
It really is. It really is. I have great kids. Love my kiddos. I'm so proud of them. I have to kind of give my husband a shout out because he puts up with me in all of my writing and all of my crazy stories. And he's so sweet to support me and... he lets me bounce ideas off of him, and I appreciate him for that. And all of this writing stuff is very new to me. My book just came out on the 12th, and I had so much prepping for it.
Yes, happy release day.
And yes, thank you. Thank you. It was the best day ever. And so, So I just want to kind of thank him for that and being very supportive and kind of working with me and being patient with me as I kind of went crazy over my release. But my family, we like to go camping. We love movies. We're into Marvel, even though my son, he likes DC, he's into Marvel also. We're very excited about Captain America Civil War coming out. He's so pumped to go see that. And, you know, as a mom, it's fun that we get to do that together. I love that we both can connect with something and it gives us something to do together and talk about and kind of geek out over. And so he's so excited about that. My daughter's on board and, of course, hubby's on board. And, we love to road trip and just love spending time with my family, you know, just kind of doing whatever. Everybody's really chill in my family, so it's very nice.
Well, you mentioned your release day and that this is your debut book, and I can still remember the first time that I looked up on a major book site and saw my book and my name and the chills it gave me. How did it feel when you looked up there that morning and saw, wow, there I am?
Well, first of all, I have to say that I didn't sleep. I stayed up. And it was so, I have a girlfriend online, Robin, Miss Robin Hill, and she was so sweet. She said, I'll party with you. And so she stayed up online with me, and we chatted and we talked, and I just kept looking at the site and just looking at my book. And it was really cool because my book was trending on my publisher's site, meaning that, you know, people were buying it and looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just floored me. And it was just an amazing feeling because it's something that I've always wanted to do. And it just feels really good to realize a dream. And, you know, I'm proud of myself and just, it's just the best feeling. As you know, it's just the greatest feeling ever. Like, I did this and people are reading it. And now the next thing is, you know, hoping that people like it and people continue to read it. And I've just had a blast with everything.
Well, now you mentioned your publisher. Let's give a shout out to Loose ID Publishing. And if there's some people that you'd like to thank, here's your opportunity. How has this been working with them?
They are fantastic. So Lucid is the only publisher that I submitted my book to, and they have been fantastic. They have worked with me. As a new author, I had so many questions, and everyone has been amazing. From Allie, oh gosh, I'm going to forget names. Doreen, Serena, Moon, just so supportive, always getting back to me. And I'm so glad that you gave me a chance. I do want to give kind of a shout out to two women that I met that are also Lucid authors, and that is Erica Lynn, and her book just came out, Her Brother's Husband, and that is available on Lucid, and Roxanne D. Howard, who wrote At the Heart of the Stone. And we met because our books all kind of came out around the same time. The other two ladies, their books came out before me, but we met at the same time. And they're amazing. And it's just really neat to have that kinship, that sistership with the other authors. And they have been immensely supportive and, you know, always there for me. We're there for each other. And I just want to give a shout out to them. And thank you guys so much for befriending me and being there for me, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Well, now, I love your cover, and I was reading, is it Seneca Featherstone? Is that the cover artist, I believe? Did you work with her on this, or did she just come up with the idea and show it to you? How did that come about?
So the way it works is I had my input of the type of cover I was hoping for, and then then she presented me with her version, and I love it. And I have to tell you something so funny. I had, and I'm not going to say what it was, but I had a request. I had this great idea. Hey, can we add this to the cover? And they went ahead, and Seneca did that for me. And when I saw the cover, I immediately said, oh, no. I apologize. I bow down to you. Please, can we go with, you know, the cover that you came up with? And they were so gracious, and Seneca was amazing. I love, love, love my cover. I love everything that they did with it, the lighting, the colors. I love the moon. I love the wolf. I love my cover. And so she was amazing.
Yes,
and I worked with Allie also. Allie at Lucid was very sweet. I had a million questions for her, and they were very patient while we worked through the process. And after all that, we just stuck with the original that Seneca came up with. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, now, when the readers are wanting to follow you, do you have different social media sites that you're on? Do you do Twitter, Facebook, any of those?
I sure do. I do. I have a website, and my website, you can find me at, of course, www.shannonnadia.com, and Shannon is S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Nadia, N-Y-D-I-A, it's all one word. I'm also on Twitter, same thing, Shannon Nadia 001. I have a blog, shannonnadia.weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook. I have an author page, Shannon Nadia.
Okay, great. So,
and I would love for, if anybody wants to connect with me, please go ahead and do that. I answer all comments that I get, and it's been so much fun. I've met some really great people, and we've had some great conversations.
Oh, absolutely. I love my social media sites. When you're at the beginning, I believe, of your tour, your book blog tour, and do you have on your websites, can they find a list of all your different stops so that they can follow you on this tour?
Absolutely. Yes, I have it on my website. I tweet every day where I'm going to be at. It's on my blog, and so please visit those sites, and you can follow the blog tour. There's a lot of great bloggers who put a lot of time and effort into their pages. They look amazing, and it would be really nice to support the bloggers. And one thing, again, I want to say is, you know, without the bloggers that are hosting these tours, we would not be able to do this. And so thank you to the bloggers that are hosting me and other authors.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I believe from what I was looking at the Bewitching Book Tour site that Roxanne has it set up that you're doing a giveaway?
I am doing a giveaway. I'm doing a $25 gift card, and you can sign up. Yeah, please sign up. And while you sign up, it would be great if you took a look at my book information, visit me on the website, read an excerpt, and, of course, if you want to purchase the book, that would be amazing. If you do, I would love to hear what you think about it. Again, I love all comments. I respond to everyone, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with people.
Well, now, if you were going to give a final sales pitch out there to our listeners of why they need to go purchase your book, what would you like to say with these last minute or two that we have?
You know, I want to say that I am a new author, and I honestly put my heart and soul into this book. If you want to have fun, if you want to get frustrated, if you want to root for two people, please check out my book. I've gotten some reviews back. I've gotten very good reviews. I love their story. I love their story arc. And it's a fun read. It's a sweet read. It's a sexy read. And if you want, you know, it's a great Saturday book to read and laugh and shake your fist at and get mad at Brad. But I guarantee you in the end you will be a Brad fan. And I would appreciate all support. I've always wanted to be an author. It is amazing that I'm actually able to go down this path. And so I appreciate all the support, even comments. And one last thing, please leave a review for me, any author, if you buy our book. They're so important. They're so important. And be honest, even if you don't like something, just be kind. Be kind and leave a review.
Yes. Well, Shannon, you have been an absolute delight. I wish you the very best. I hope everyone goes out and gets a copy of His Wolf's Desire and sees how Jayla can turn Brad's body to steel with a look and how Brad can make her quiver in anticipation of his touch. I think everybody's going to have a great time reading this story. So, Shannon, thanks again. Best of luck to you on your tour. And listeners, go out there and start following Shannon. I think you are going to see that she has a very bright, bright career in front of her. Have a great day, and from Bewitching Book Tours, thank you.